The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
This year's annual convention of the National Education Association, the NEA, passed dozens of radical resolutions that authorize its highly paid staff to work on many liberal and left-wing goals. Let me tell you about them. The NEA endorsed all sorts of programs to get children into public schools at an earlier and earlier age. Of course, spending a lot of taxpayers' money for such programs as public school daycare, early childhood programs, before and after school programs, school counselors, and school-based health care. The NEA endorsed many non-education-related lobbying goals, such as funding for the National Endowment for the Arts, a national universal health care system, reparations to African Americans, statehood for the District of Columbia, taxpayer funding of federal elections, and a national holiday for Cesar Chavez. The NEA's foreign policy goals include ratification of the United Nations treaties on the rights of the child and on discrimination against women. The NEA's feminist lobbying goals include reproductive freedom without governmental intervention, but of course with tax funding, affirmative action, assigning women to military combat, and the Equal Rights Amendment. The NEA's gay goals include a federal statute prohibiting employment discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, income tax benefits for domestic partners, and hate crimes legislation. The NEA opposes all varieties of school choice, tuition tax credits, vouchers, parental option or choice in education programs, designating English as our official language, and any possible action that might impinge on the secularist's extreme notion of separation of church and state. The NEA speakers voiced the usual complaints about a stingy Congress not appropriating enough money, but actually federal spending on education has increased 51% since George Bush took office.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. As parents and as caring Christians, it's important that you understand the power and the radical liberal agenda of the National Education Association. Please write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the complete package on the NEA agenda. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, flattery is like cologne water, to be smelt, not swallowed. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Jeff Thomas here, sitting in for Derry Brownfield, but just like he, I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show of the country flavor and some common sense points of view. For those that do not know, I am the producer of the Derry Brownfield Show. I sit day by day behind the glass on the other side of Derry, and I get a front row seat to the Derry Brownfield Show and his shenanigans, and it's quite a bit of a lot of fun. Today we're hoping to have quite a bit of a lot of fun. I want to tell you about Joan Vian. She's expected to be our guest later in the week, and she calls in from the UN World Economic Forum that she is attending in Switzerland, and she should have an interesting report for us. That should be Thursday, or if not, we've reserved Friday. Also, if it doesn't work out, you know how those international phone calls go. Also, tomorrow, Charlotte Iserbeet expected to be on the program. She'll be discussing the administration hiring ex-KGB chiefs and agents and officers, and that'll be interesting and eye-opening also. I have with me this morning an interesting guest, and we'll get to him in just a quick moment, but I'll explain my game plan for our next 1 hour, and that is we'll talk to Pastor Matt Chuella. He is with Missionaries to the Preborn. And then if we have some time remaining in the program, we'll open things up to a cattle call. I thought, you know, I'll just go in and do a cattle call this morning. And, Pastor Matt had an interesting experience at the inauguration last week, and I wanted him to share that with us. Good morning, Pastor Matt. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really good. Good to talk to you.
Glad to have you back. You've been on the program a few times. We've talked about your ministry, Missionaries to the Preborn, and a lot of the trench fighting work that you're doing there on behalf of the preborn. Tell us what happened. You went to the Bush inauguration last week, and you have an interesting report. Please give it.
Sure. Well, we went out there with about 45 people gathered in D.C., and we wanted to go out there for 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, which was the actual day of the inauguration, and then Friday also. And on Wednesday and Friday, we actually set up at busy intersections all around D.C., and then on Thursday, we went and preached and held up our photographs of the murdered preborn in various places all around the inaugural. And the reason we did that was because we wanted to call our elected officials to account. You have, at the inaugural, literally tens of thousands of party officials and civil magistrates, elected officials, there, and we wanted them to see exactly what preborn children look like after they've been in the hands of the abortionist. And some may have wondered, you know, well, why are you there when the Republicans have won? And the truth is, there has been some lip service on behalf of the preborn, and there's been extremely little action on their behalf. And we want to help put some pressure on people there, the elected officials and party officials, to put their money where their mouth is and to begin to take serious action in the legislative realm on behalf of the preborn, bringing their slaughter and oppression to an end. So that's why we went out, and on Thursday the security was incredible And I got to tell you, they did a great job at security from a quote-unquote protester's point of view. They really did a good job.
Now, you were in the protester's zone?
Actually, we didn't go in the protester zone. We went into the first level of security because they had like three levels of security that you had to go through. And we went into what would be known as the first level. And that was just as good for what we wanted to do. We wanted to reach, you know, your rank-and-file people who were there for the inauguration and get them to see what these pictures look like and hopefully put some pressure on their elected officials to take action on behalf of the pre-born.
I was really surprised that they put that protest zone right there on the parade route, that a lot of folks got national coverage because the event was being covered by the major networks. But it wasn't, as we've seen in times past, where the protest zone was 2 miles away.
No, not at all. It was right on the parade route. In fact, in the afternoon, we took about 12 of our group down near that area, unbeknownst to us at the time. And it was literally thousands of anarchists and war protesters and those type of folk, pro-abortion people, all gathered together in that area. There was riot police all over the place in full gear. There was many confrontations between them and the police. The police were spraying them with tear gas. They were being violent. In the midst of that, we set up our banners, which show the on one side a murdered preborn child by abortion, and then on the other side has either a scripture verse or some prophetic message on it. And well, as soon as we set up, we were immediately surrounded, literally, by hundreds and then thousands of anarchists who did not agree with us.
Right.
But it turned out to be a great time of ministry, Jeff. I mean, a great time. We, even while we were preaching in the midst of this, you know, very volatile situation, you could see the Holy Spirit dealing with people's hearts and minds while we were talking, and we ended up in many good one-on-one and, you know, three or four people at a time conversations, too. I can tell you 100 stories about that. God protect this, too, because at one time there was just a stampede of people trying to get away from the mace.
Mm-hmm.
And none of our people were harmed in any way. In fact, we just continued to minister right through the midst of something that you usually only used to seeing on TV. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a great time of ministry on that day, on Thursday.
That was on Thursday.
Yep.
But you guys were there after the crowds went home on Friday.
That's exactly right.
Tell me what happened Friday.
On Friday, we went out in the morning, out by the Holocaust Museum, set up there for the busy traffic. Then in the afternoon, we decided we wanted to go to, for the noon stop, over by Embassy Row, which is where all the foreign embassies are stretched out along Massachusetts Avenue. And we set up right by 34th in Massachusetts. The Naval Observatory, the entrance of that is right there. Then Embassy for Norway is right on the corner there also. Dick Cheney's house is right by there.
I tell you what, Pastor Matt, we're coming into a commercial break, so we'll pause for a moment. We'll come back and find out what happened on Friday, January 21st, the day after the inauguration, and what happened when all the crowds went home. Jeff Thomas here, sitting in for Derry Brownfield. Pastor Matt Chuella of Missionaries to the Preborn is our guest. We'll pick up the story right after this.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
And we are back with Pastor Matt Chuella, and I know that we're a little bit short on time this morning, so Pastor Matt, I'll just have you pick it up with us. You're there in Washington, D.C., the day after the inauguration, Friday, January 21st. You and your fellow workers there on Embassy Row. What happened next?
Well, our bus, we actually had a touring bus that a local pro-life group had supplied for us. So we had all our photographs and literature in the cargo hold, and then we were all sitting, riding in the bus. We pulled up there at 34th in Massachusetts. And I got out, me and a couple guys were scoping out the territory, figuring out how we were going to set up at this intersection. And all of a sudden I turned around, and here's a police officer yelling at our bus driver. Bus driver was pretty concerned because the guy was pretty vociferous. And so he starts driving away with the hatches open and everything because he was so worried he was going to get arrested. He just drives away with the cargo hatches open. We only got like 8 or 9 signs off the bus.
Right.
Well, he drove around and was looking for another spot. And while that's going on, suddenly I got all these officers coming out of nowhere. I mean, there was none there when I pulled up. And then 60 seconds later, there's police coming in from every direction. And I ended up talking to about 4 levels of law enforcement. And they were, of course, very, they were a little consternated. They were wondering, you know, why we chose to be there then, how we knew to be there then, who we were targeting, and those types of things. And I explained to them, look, you know, we decided to come here weeks ago, and we're targeting anyone who happens to be driving by. We want them to see what babies look like after the abortionist has killed them, in hopes that they'll be moved with some compassion and take some action to see this outlawed in our land. They finally determined that we were peaceful. At this point, there's helicopters flying overhead. Our bus was able to stop at another spot about 2 blocks away. The people got another 30 signs or so off the bus. They were before the bus was totally surrounded by police again, and the bus driver had to leave and move again. So we had about 40 signs out on the street at that time. And as I was talking to the law enforcement, including Secret Service, I learned from them that an entourage was going to be coming out shortly. Well, I was like, wow, we have got to set up for this because it must be something big with all this activity going on here. So I told the men in leadership, send all the people down this street because they had shut down the traffic. So we're on Massachusetts Avenue. It's at this point quiet. There is no cars going by. There's no traffic in sight. They had shut it down at the light before, which is well over a half a mile away. So everybody lined up down the street, standing about 30, 40 feet apart. We were stretched out for a good half a mile. And on the other side of the driveway where the entourage was coming out, they had stopped the traffic right there. Well, lo and behold, out comes the entourage. And first it's just motorcycle after motorcycle after motorcycle. I told the guys, make the people run, because some of them still weren't even set up because they were walking so far. They ran. We had a lot of good young people with us, thank the Lord. And they got set up just as the big limos and...
Pastor Matt,
yes.
Hang on. That entourage is rounding the corner, and so is a commercial break.
All righty.
All right, we'll take this other, and we'll come back, and we'll meet the entourage. Jeff Thomas in for Derry Brownfield. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
And we're back with Pastor Matt Truella. And Pastor Matt, here comes the entourage around the corner. And you finally get to see who's in this entourage. What do you see?
It's the President of the United States himself, George Bush. And he comes right out. He's sitting right there. You can see him as he goes by. And he drove right by all our photographs, spread out nearly a half mile down the road. We have large photographs with the word abortion on it. Other ones said, God bless America, question mark, with a picture of a baby killed on there, and other big signs of a baby killed by abortion that said, outlaw all abortion.
Is it your estimation that these signs had his attention?
Oh, definitely. There was nothing else for them to look at. Like I said, it's a tree-lined street. There's no one else around but us. He was 20 feet from us as he drove down the street. And not only that, this is another thing where you could just see God's hand in this whole thing. I mean, the law enforcement's like, how did you know how to be here? You know, God orchestrated the whole thing. And another thing that happened was we had a truth truck with us, which is a large panel truck with large photographs on the side, billboard size. And out of all the vehicles to stop coming from the other direction, which they stopped right where the driveway was, where the entourage came out, the very first vehicle they picked to stop was our truth truck. And there was literally hundreds of vehicles backed up behind that truck by the time the entourage came out.
So as they drove through the intersection, they saw this truth truck stopped at the intersection on the opposing lane.
Exactly. That was the very first thing they saw. The men driving the truck saw President Bush looking at it, and it had a large baby killed by abortion, then it had the words large abortion, and then it had a scripture verse at the top that said, the Lord hates, dot, 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 hands that shed innocent blood. And then once he made the turn, then there we were, spread out, and the road was curved, Jeff. So, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better situation. So here was the day before. There was so much security, we couldn't even get our photographs up near the parade route because they wouldn't allow that. But the Lord had things in mind, and the very next day, he more or less gave us a private audience with George Bush on behalf of the preborn babies. And we just stood humbled by the whole experience that we had a part in communicating this message to the president. We don't believe it just happened by chance. We believe God had a purpose for that taking place. And we prayed earnestly afterwards that God would just put an intent in the president's heart to use his position of power and influence to take action on behalf of the preborn to see this killing outlawed in our land. And he wasn't the only one who came by and saw the pictures. A few minutes later, out came Dick Cheney with his entourage. A few minutes after that, out comes former President Bush with his wife, Barbara, who, of course, used to sit on the board of Planned Parenthood down in Texas. They had to drive through this whole gauntlet of photographs, too. And then finally, out comes Condoleezza Rice, the new Secretary of State. So God had all these people come by, see these photographs, and who knows how he's going to use it in their hearts and minds. But we're praying that he uses it for good and that they'll all be moved in a way to take action on behalf of the preborn, bring their killing to an end in our country.
Absolutely incredible. You couldn't have planned it, like you said.
You couldn't have. You couldn't have. It was amazing. And everybody there was just, I mean, some of our people were literally weeping. It was that strong of a thing, you know, where you could just see God's hand in orchestrating every event. If we would have arrived just a couple minutes later, the whole area was shut down. My daughter was following the bus in a car with a friend with my two grandkids in the back. They never even got out of their car because they arrived just a couple minutes after us, and the police surrounded their vehicle and said, you have to stay in the car. And they had to stay in the car for like 20 minutes till this was over with before they could get out. So, I mean, we arrived just at the perfect time. We're able to set up just in time, and then our truth truck had stopped right there. And then afterwards, they had a big ball going on there, and all these, you know, powerful, rich people from around the world or wherever were coming in busloads and limousines and getting out right in front of us and going into the Naval Observatory.
Pastor Matt, we've got less than a minute left. I know you have to leave after this talk segment is over. Real quick question. You can take it yes or no, or you can take it with some explanation. Is it your opinion that when President Bush signed the ban on partial birth abortion, that effectively, for the first time in our history, do you think that that legalized every other method of abortion by outlawing the partial birth, the ban on partial birth? Did he effectively legalize other methods of abortion when he did that?
I'm not sure about that. I know right now it's been ruled unconstitutional by the federal courts anyways, and going to be fought out by the Supreme Court here pretty soon, from what I understand. So I've heard those arguments in the past. I think there is some legitimacy to them, but I'm not schooled well enough to know whether they're legitimate or not.
Right. Did you get to hear any of his inauguration speech Thursday?
Oh, definitely. We were standing out there with signs and banners in hand, waiting for the people to come out after the swearing in order to reach them. And, yeah, you could hear that whole speech for blocks and blocks and blocks.
Was there anything in there that would give the pro-life movement hope?
There was nothing in that speech that would give the pro-life movement hope. I believe the pro-life movement needs to no longer be happy with the crumbs coming off the king's table, needs to put a knife to its throat, and because it seems to be given to appetite. You know, it talks about that in Proverbs.
Right.
And really speak up for God first and the babies. Our allegiance needs to be to Christ first and his law and his word. And then, secondly, to any party or man. And I think a lot of the pro-life movement, a lot of the Christian community has it backwards. I think they've put a man or a party before they've actually put Christ first.
Pastor Matt Truella, our guest this morning, we thank you for your time. MissionariesToThePreborn.com. We'll continue after this with a cattle call. Sure, why not? 1-800-973-3779. We'll open phone lines next.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
2005 has arrived. And which assets can offer you the best protection, profit potential, and privacy? Gold and silver, that's right. Again, gold and silver. Most Americans are intrigued by gold and silver, but simply do not understand how it is traded or even valued day-to-day, according to Swiss America CEO Craig Smith. But that's all about to change as gold continues to make new headlines, including CNN. It seems since 2000, Swiss America has been featured on many CNN programs, which have just been assembled into a new DVD entitled CNN Rediscovers Gold, and is yours free by calling 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUY-COIN. Find out why gold and United States rare coins are fast becoming the best investments of the 21st century. Directly from Craig Smith, the man who wrote the book on it. Call now, 1-800-BUY-COIN. There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999.5 miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who was once a small claims court jester, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Jeff Thomas sitting in for Derry Brownfield. Our thanks again to Pastor Matt Truella of Missionaries to the Preborn. He is friend to Dennis Green of Life and Liberty Ministries and also friend to Michael McCarvage of Repent America, and Michael will be on the air, I believe, next Tuesday of next week, not the second Tuesday of next week, but the first one, and he's going to be Derry's guest if all things remain as scheduled, and they'll be talking about the Philadelphia Five, the Christian activists that were arrested in Philadelphia when they protested at the homosexual outfest that they had there in that city. Well, I did tell you that we'd go ahead and do a cattle call this morning. So we've got half the program left to do it, so why not? You can call now at 1-800-973-3779. We'll talk about just about anything that you want to talk about. And thank you, Eddie. We'll find out when you cross the line after you cross it, I guess. The number is 1-800-973-3779. You know, sitting on the other side of the glass here at the Derry Brownfield Show, I get calls all day long, not only before and after, but during the show, and people want to talk about things that are important. They have questions about things that are important. They have solutions or whatnot. They just want to share their two cents, but a lot of times it's off topic. So I'll tell them, hey, why don't you just call us back on a different day when we're talking about the things that you want to talk about, but sometimes we never get there, so this is your opportunity to call and talk about what you want to talk about. Roger in Pennsylvania, what's on your mind this morning, Roger?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. As you alluded to, this bill against partial birth abortion did something which prior to that was only the inventions of the federal supremes, you know, emanations from a penumbra in the preamble of the Constitution, and that is this bill acknowledged a right to abortions per se. So you're absolutely right there. And I also wanted to respond, isn't it interesting how an anarchist, that's supposed to mean no government, right? Well, these folks are semantically challenged, I could say, because that is always ultra-hard-left outright communism, not anarchism. You notice that, right?
You're saying that these folks are communists, the anarchists?
Yeah, they're de facto communists, not anarchists. And it's interesting as well, no one would ever argue what's worse, to have, say, Jews murdered in the Holocaust, or to occasionally show pictures of murdered Jews from the Holocaust. Everyone would say, oh, well, we should be able to see those pictures from time to time to remind us of the horror so it never happens again. But they always take the reverse position, that somehow showing pictures of aborted babies is worse than the fact that such things take place.
Roger, thanks for the call.
God bless you.
We appreciate it. I tell you what, I still stand by a suggestion I heard James Dobson make one time, and that is, if we're going to do this abortion thing here in this country, let's wait until that child is 3 years old before they're allowed by law to do that. And I just think the number of abortions would drastically decrease, if not disappear altogether. Of course, it wouldn't be abortion then. It'd be different. But, hey, going to the phone lines, it's Jim. You're on the air, Jim.
Yeah, hi, Jeff. And I'm real happy to hear you're going to have Charlotte Isabeed on tomorrow on that specific subject about the KGB officers and the Homeland Security?
Yes.
But I guess my point would be, and I thank God every day there's people out there that are protesting the murder of innocent children. And I think one thing that we have to realize is the fact that the politicians and the president, I do believe, are never, ever going to solve this. And the reason being that and the gay issue are, I think, the hot point issues that, number one, tend to separate the country, keep us apart on the really important issues. And they will not let it happen because, you know, you hear all this, again, it's an important issue, but there's so many other things going on. And I think even during this last election, when so many Christians, I think, with a kind heart voted for George Bush, had no idea of what they were doing, but they, I think, voted on his supposed pro-life and pro-family position. And I think they're misguided. And like it says in the Bible, my people will be lost for lack of knowledge. Anyways, thanks, Jeff.
We appreciate you checking in, Jim. Richie in Missouri. Richie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Jeff.
Richie, how are you, my friend?
Still battling the devils, you know what I mean. Hey, listen, my court case is still on for Camden County, Missouri, Circuit Court on the 7th of February. And I had just sent you over a very defamatory letter that the Attorney General has sent, and what they like to do is pigeonhole a lot of us people who like to stand up for our rights in the Constitution as terrorists you know the names, okay? And I just filed a response to it also. Obviously, this man has a prejudice towards me, and he wants to retaliate because I helped a Hell County man one time with a civil suit, which he was counsel for the trooper who was violating the Hale County residents' rights. But anyway, I thought I'd share that with you, and wondering how's everything else going. And I know we're on the air here, but is there anything you'd like to?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a website I'd like to direct people to, and that is davebaugh.blogspot.com. You can go to that through Studio C, which is a website that I maintain, which you can access through DerryBrownfield.com. And on that website, a lot of issues like this that you're involved with, Richie, are discussed there. Are you still with me, Richie? Oh, I heard a big click. I think we lost him, but that's okay. A lot of these things are discussed on that website, and I have some other links on Studio C, such as to Eternal Vigilance, which is another website where these freedom issues are discussed. Speaking of we didn't really speak of it, but I will speak of it now. Checking the clock. Driver's license scandal raising some eyebrows and national security worries. Tracy Lucas Stevenson earned $40,000 as a state motor vehicle employee in the state of Connecticut, and investigators were curious how she could, at $40,000 a year, buy a Lincoln Navigator, put in a swimming pool, and a new kitchen all within 1 year. Well, what they uncovered was a web of illegal immigrants, some shady middlemen, and examiners, motor vehicle examiners like her, who were accused of issuing illegal driver licenses. So apparently, Connecticut has developed a reputation for around the world, really. Even people from Brazil know that you can get a fake ID, as it were, in Connecticut for as much as $3,500. And investigators are suspending hundreds of licenses that were fraudulently issued. And there's been other scams like this around the country, in New Jersey and Illinois and Virginia. But the federal intelligence overhaul law that was signed recently by President Bush last month imposes new standards on information that the driver's licenses must contain. We've talked about the national ID and the national driver's licenses, and the report here by Associated Press writer John Christofferson says the fraud alarms officials amid fears of identity theft and terrorism. Fake IDs made it possible for the September 11th terrorists to board commercial flights. And I thought, really? Did fake IDs really bring down, did fake IDs really put explosives in the tower, or did they stand down the military response, or did fake IDs really bring down World Trade Building number 7? I digress. But this story goes on to talk about the national security issues, and of course, what they want to do now is put these biometrics on your license, as the intelligence reform bill has shown us. They want to put biometrics in there. And, you know, then the story goes on here of this wave of illegal immigration that they're being overrun with in Connecticut, not at the border, but in Connecticut. And I just see it leading to implanted ID chips and putting the driver's license on a microchip and making you wear it. And, of course, we know that can be forged, too. Let's see. The UN wants to demand the biometric chip be on your U.S. passport. A United Nations agency that sets the standards for passports wants all countries to switch to a document that includes a biometric feature. It's a digital representation of your face that they can match on a computer chip, and then a machine looks at the both of them and to see if it's really you. But they don't want you to smile. The State Department says no smiling. The photo should be neutral with both eyes open and your mouth closed. They said if you must smile, you must do it with your mouth closed. You cannot show them any teeth. And they had a website that said the smile must be neutral, but they changed that to be natural. So something to smile about. We'll continue with your calls at 1-800-973-3779 after this.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, body, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT-60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We are back. Let's go back to the phone lines. Bob is in Iowa. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind? Oop, are you there, Bob?
Hello.
Yes. How are you today?
Well, I was just going to say, they don't mention, you know, some births turn out to be a lifetime burden. And they know that ahead of time now when you have a deformity. And these people don't mention whether that would be all right to terminate that. You know what I mean?
Well, I think you're saying that it's okay to kill somebody with a birth defect.
I've noticed people, you know, and you have a young parent, and the lifespan is probably 40 years, and it's a 40-year burden. You see what I mean? And I don't think people are just going to... you know, when they know ahead of time, they're just going to say, "Well, that's a medical problem," and just terminate it. So I don't know. I think that's how a majority is going to feel.
Bob, I appreciate your call today, and we appreciate you listening.
Bye.
All right, we'll see you. Bye. I don't know if loving your children would necessarily be a burden. Mike is in Illinois. What's on your mind, Mike?
Hi, Jeff. I want to talk about something, I guess, the only way I can term it is extremely obscene and basically an abomination, and that's the $140 million that they said on the news was spent on this abomination in Washington so that George and his friends could celebrate their triumph over the Republic here in the United States of America.
Speak up, Mike. Did you say 140?
$140 million.
Okay, now I had heard $40 million. I did not hear $140 million.
I'm pretty sure I'd heard here on television it was $140 million. But irregardless, I mean, if you think of the mass of even $1 million being wasted on this thing, it's obscene. And have we not had stories on the news over the last year or two about our military in Iraq not being paid and not being able to receive their pay, Congress even having proposed cutting the pay of the people in Iraq? And I've talked to a military surplus dealer that says daily, parents with children in Iraq are coming into the surplus store and buying clothing and equipment that is supposed to be issued by the military that is not being issued, and George Bush has got the audacity to basically waste $140 or even $1 million on this thing while our children are over there dying. I mean, it's sick, and I'm afraid this country's going to pay for it.
Hey, Mike, did you get to hear the Derry Brownfield show on Inauguration Day?
I think I heard most of it, yes.
Okay, Derry did a real good treatment on the whole issue there, and the money donated and who donated and where it was spent, and a real good show. And, of course, we talked about Tom Mix that day, so we went back to the good old days. Hey, we're going to return with more of your calls on this on this cattle call. Only half a cattle, half a call. And just a few moments remain. So call 1-800-973-3779. We'll get in as many calls as we can.
Brownfield Show.
This coming Monday, January the 31st, Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Wendell's expecting a nice run of stocker and feeder cattle and calves. Many of these calves will have all their vaccinations. Some will be wearing the white tag, proving their shots are all up to date. Now, these special calf and yearling sales are in addition to the regular Thursday auctions where all classes of livestock are sold. To consign cattle for or any of the sales at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction, give Wendell a call. His number is 660-265-5523. Milan, Missouri is in part of northern Missouri, referred to as the Green Hills Cattle Country. Big strings of top-quality calves are born here every year, and the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction is the ideal location to buy or sell. So, buying or selling, remember, this is the special calf and yearling sale that's coming up this coming Monday, January the 31st, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. The New York Times report, this is going to be the year the world learns to live with a cheaper dollar. Well, what will that mean for your stocks, bonds, real estate, and gold? Well, if you want to win the game, you've got to know the score. And believe me, my friends at Swiss America know the score when it comes to investing. Since 2000, their clients, like myself, have enjoyed great asset protection, privacy, and as much as 230% growth by owning quality U.S. gold and silver coins. See how your portfolio stacks up in Swiss America's brand new investment scorecard. You can do that free by calling 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. Remember, to win the game, you've got to know the score. So get the scorecard today. That includes 2005 projections like a shrinking dollar. Please get it, read it, and take action now. Just call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN.
And we are back. Frank in West Virginia. Frank, what's on your mind?
Hi, I appreciate you taking my call. I just have a quick comment concerning the police state. I only caught a little bit of your broadcast, so if I'm off your topic, just let me know, because the reception's a little poor in this part of the country right now. The thing is, though, whether you're talking about the inauguration or if you're talking about out on the streets of a city, we do live in a police state. The sooner people, I think, realize that, the sooner they may take action to at least set up a defense, because we're actually in a war. The police, I have friends that are police. I know there's good cops out there, but there's also bad cops. They're just going along to please their bosses. However, who are their bosses? Well, they're the corrupt politicians. The politicians are telling the police chiefs what to do. Police chiefs are telling the police what to do and so forth. They're just an enforcement arm. However, when we're driving, we have to, and people don't want to go along with the system, such as taking the biometrics, we're placing ourselves in a position of vulnerability, and I think that's one of the things we need to learn, is some practical ways of defending legally against such stops and intrusions, as well as the driver's licenses. And I appreciate your guest and how he's doing things. But let me ask this. Maybe it's already said, but question is, how many police were there for each? I mean, were there any numbers as far as how many police were there at the inauguration, or how many per person?
I don't know, and I know that number is out there somewhere, but I just don't have it.
Okay.
Hey, Frank, we appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. You know, he mentioned the police state that we're in. Well, a federal court ruled in New York earlier this month that police could now put GPS tracking devices on the cars of suspects without first obtaining a warrant. Rather than having to physically follow a car during an investigation, a criminal investigation, they can avoid that hassle and just put a locator, just stick a locator there on the car and watch it by way of computer, you know, have donuts and coffee and follow the criminal. The car is on the public roadway. The court says that the driver has no legal expectation of privacy. Well, it's private property, technically, but the court said you don't have the expectation of privacy in your private property. And this increases the efficiency of police investigations, sure, but it also opens the door for unethical people to keep track of you that would have no business otherwise keeping track of you. A new bill in Montana, it's House Bill 284. It is requiring the elected county sheriff to be first notified and to give permission before feds can come and invade the lives of state residents or come and seize their property or control a crime scene. It seems like a no-brainer, but they still have to vote on it. This type of bill could have prevented things like Ruby Ridge. It could have prevented things like Waco and other plane crashes that have been covered up by federal investigators. You know, they come in and they say, oh, nothing happened here, you know, nothing to see here, and they just put the spin on it that they want to put a spin on. But in Montana, this HB 284 that's in the 2005 Montana legislator will require them to go see the sheriff and get permission. Also in the news here as we wind things down on this Tuesday edition of the Derry Brownfield Show, a Gillette man has been fined $500 for damaging trees in the Shoshone National Forest. According to reports, 67-year-old Terrence Tunn of Gillette, Wyoming, was fined $500 plus court costs when he damaged some trees in the Vic Creek area around Meteetse. U.S. Magistrate Richard Gist found him guilty after a six-hour trial in the district court. North Zone law enforcement officer Ron Ostrom said that Tana had left horses tied to green trees for extended periods of time, and that killed the trees. So he killed these trees by tying his horses up to them, because they say when horses and mules are tied to trees, they walk around the trees and they paw at the ground, and it beats down the ground and compacts the oxygen so that it can't get to the roots, and eventually these trees will die. So now Terrence Tunn has been fined $500 for slaying trees. That's all the time I have. I got to go. You have a great day. See you later. Bye.
Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're together?
Sunny weather, happy trails to you, till we meet again, happy trails to you, till we meet again, happy trails to you.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
using bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.